Trump names Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry Special Envoy to Greenland. By Jasmine Jordan on December 22, 2025. President Donald Trump has appointed Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry the United States Special Envoy to Greenland in a move that reflects his continued focus on the island's strategic significance to United States national security. President Trump made the appointment official via a Truth Social post, stating, "I am pleased to announce that I am appointing the great governor of Louisiana, Jeff Landry, as the United States Special Envoy to Greenland. Jeff understands how essential Greenland is to our national security, and will strongly advance our country's interests for the safety, security, and survival of our allies, and indeed, the world. Congratulations, Jeff." Shortly after the president's announcement, Governor Landry acknowledged the appointment on X, writing, "Thank you at Real Donald Trump. It's an honor to serve you in this volunteer position to make Greenland a part of the U.S. This in no way affects my position as governor of Louisiana." The decision follows a series of escalating diplomatic and strategic efforts from the Trump administration to bring Greenland under American jurisdiction, an initiative Trump has described as an absolute necessity for national security and freedom. Trump's interest in Greenland dates back to his first term, when he proposed purchasing the island from Denmark, citing its strategic importance to the United States. The proposal was swiftly rejected by Danish officials, leading Trump to cancel a planned state visit to Denmark. In response, Trump posted a digitally altered image of a Trump Tower on Greenland's landscape, joking, "I promise not to do this to Greenland." Tensions between the U.S. and Denmark have continued to rise. In spring 2025, Denmark's foreign ministry established a night watch to monitor Trump's public statements and actions during U.S. working hours. Officials cited Greenland as a key concern in the creation of the monitoring team, which generates early morning reports for top Danish officials. In August 2025, Denmark summoned the top U.S. diplomat in the country after national broadcaster DR reported that at least three individuals with connections to President Trump were allegedly conducting covert influence operations in Greenland. According to the report, these individuals compiled lists of U.S.-friendly Greenlanders, gathered names of those opposed to Trump, and encouraged locals to highlight incidents that could portray Denmark negatively in American media. Denmark's foreign minister warned that any attempt to interfere in the kingdom's internal affairs would be unacceptable and stressed the close cooperation between Denmark and Greenland. International opposition has also been vocal. During a visit to Greenland's capital, Nuuk, in August, French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot reiterated that the island is not for sale and criticized the United States for its intentions to take control of the strategic Arctic territory. He noted that his statement echoed similar remarks by French President Emmanuel Macron during a June visit. Despite international resistance, Trump's Arctic strategy has maintained domestic momentum. In March 2025, he sent Vice President J.D. Vance to Greenland, where American troops stationed at Pitofik Space Base greeted him with chants of USA, USA, USA. Vance, joined by then National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and Energy Secretary Chris Wright, relayed a message from the president: "He's grateful for your service, grateful for what you do up here, and just wanted me to tell you that he's proud of you." Trump has emphasized that U.S. investment would create jobs and economic opportunity for Greenlanders, positioning integration with the United States as a path to prosperity. In a March 9, 2025, Truth Social post, Trump stated, "We are ready to invest billions of dollars to create new jobs and make you rich. And, if you so choose, we welcome you to be part of the greatest nation anywhere in the world."